Congressman Jason Chaffetz accusing the State Department of hiding survivors of and witnesses to the Benghazi terror attack. He says the State Department won't identify who they are or grant access to survivors who are still in the hospital. Congressman Chaffetz joins us. Good evening, sir.
Hi, Greta.
Now, as I've done a little some mathematics, and it looks like there were 20 Americans who were evacuated from Benghazi. Have you had access to any of those 20 to ask them questions about what happened?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Now, when I went to Libya, and I remember I went to Tripoli, I was able to visit with some people who there had firsthand knowledge. But we asked very specifically not only about the four people that were killed, but who was injured, how many were injured, where are they today, and they have refused to do this. I've asked three major television networks to help me in this quest, including Fox News and a couple other, again, big part of the big networks. None of them have been given this information, and it's been typical when we have people killed in Iraq, Afghanistan, whatnot. Those names maybe are held for 48 hours, but we don't know how many there are. We don't know what states they're from. We don't know who these families are, and we would like to talk to them.
All right. As a House Republican, you're in the majority party. Why don't you just drop a subpoena on someone at the State Department to show up and ask that person under oath, who are the people who were evacuated from Benghazi and where are they?
Believe me, I'm a little bit frustrated that we have not been issuing subpoenas. What we are waiting for, though, is the State Department to issue their report. Remember, they said they weren't going to offer any information until their Blue Ribbon Commission got done doing their work. They said that that would take 60 to 65 days. Well, now that we're closing in on month three, the State Department owes us a report. That's why I think Susan Rice made the announcement today, because I think we're on the verge of getting that report. But you're starting to see the State Department squirm a little bit. They're saying now, well, maybe we'll just give you the summary. Maybe Secretary Clinton might not come up. I think the report, if it's done accurately, is going to be a very difficult thing for the White House, the State Department, the Department of Defense, and the CIA to explain. I'm optimistic, but I think that's why Susan Rice made the announcement today. And we want to get that report, and that should happen any day now. It's already late.